Live from the Lambeau Field Atrium, inside the Legends Club, Blaine's Farm and Fleet present Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, Morgan Burden! Ladies and gentlemen, The Rock himself, Larry Vaccaro!
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Frankie. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. Thank you for watching. How about the play? Yeah. The play was so huge, so incredible, that the radio call of it has drawn some criticism on the internet and so forth, as if the radio call did not measure up. It fell short of the moment. And I think Wayne was just fine, but I am guilty of that criticism, so I've composed an ode about it. It's called Ode to Falling Short on the Play of the Season. Perhaps a decade. Maybe even the millennium. Goes something like this. Couldn't see who caught it. Could barely see the ball. And that was just the start of what was a rotten call. My mind was thinking post-game. What on earth would I ask Mike? I mean, besides the final play, there wasn't a whole lot to like. Preparing for the worst, the best took me by surprise. Unbelievable, I uttered, as any idiot could surmise. So that is the story of a radio call gone bad. You deserve way better. Unfortunately, that's all I had. And that's the truth. Okay, got some special groups with us tonight. From Holiday Automotive, please stand up, huh? And over here are the regulars from the Red Hat Society. And of course, with us tonight, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest earned a game ball for his performance against the Detroit Lions. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Morgan Burnett. Morgan, thank you for being with us. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you for saying that. How was your weekend off? Was it good?
Oh, yeah, it was real good. I got a chance to go back home to Atlanta and see my mom and my brother, so we had a good time.
Well, good. Morgan, let's talk about the play. Could you give us your perceptions of it, your observations of it from where you were at? Of course, offense is on the field. You're not on the field. What is going through your mind during the whole thing?
Yeah, really the whole thing, I felt like as long as we got a chance, I think we can win it. So once I seen Aaron drop, roll, scramble around, and we practice this play like every weekend, the day before the game. So I seen the spiral in the air, and I was like a fan. I was like a kid, mouth wide open, eyes big. And then once I seen Rich come down with it, I just lost my mind. I lost my helmet. So, that was amazing. That was amazing.
Sure was. Of course, a lot of plays led up to that play. And in one minute and 41 second chunk of time during the third quarter, Randall Cobb scores a touchdown. Julius Peppers forces a fumble. Jake Ryan recovered. And then Aaron Rodgers throws a touchdown pass to Devontae Adams. And suddenly, a 20-0 deficit is 20-14, and that took all of a 141. How was the sideline during this period? Had you guys gotten discouraged at all, or were you guys all in and we're going to get these guys?
No, we knew we was all in. We knew the division game against a good opponent, you know, it was going to come down to the last play. And for us, it actually came down to the actual last play. But we knew going into halftime, me and Coach McCarthy was fired up. And all the guys, we were fired up and just knew that we keep fighting, taking it one play at a time. We'll get our chance to make our plays, and that's what happened in the second half.
All elsewhere in the second half, with just 2:11 to play, and you guys are still trailing, the Lions get a 1st and 10 at their own 47, and they want to run out the clock. So run the ball they did. First down, Morgan Burnett stops them for no gain. Second down, Mike Daniels stops him for a loss of 2. Third down, Julius Peppers for a loss of 1. Now, before that critical stretch, was anything said in the huddle, anything like that, or is it just every man knew this is it, this is crunch time?
Yeah, we knew going into it, that's what you call around that time, is 4-minute football. It's what offenses try to run the ball, pound the ball to run the clock out. So we all looked at each other, not in each other's eyes, and just we got to man up, we got to come away to get a stop and get the offense the ball back, and we trusted one another, and it turned out good for us.
Morgan, you guys have been playing the run pretty well all season long, and I want to tell you, you're a big part of that. I mean, you're like a third, fourth, or fifth linebacker. Do you look at that as a fun part of your job?
Yeah, it's fun. Just being out there, period. I mean, we're grown men playing a kid's game, and so that's the fun part about it. And anything that I could do to help the team, whether if it's adding in on the run or playing deep for the pass, I'm willing to do it and just do my job to the best of my ability.
You mentioned playing the pass, and I would think that's very challenging in today's day and age, because the offense will come at you with 45 different personnel groupings that can line up 45 different ways, and you got to know who exactly you have each and every play. Is that a challenging aspect to your job?
Yeah, it's definitely challenging. I mean, these guys on the offensive side of the ball, man, they're really good. But that's when it comes to just your film studying, practicing together. As long as you are communicating on the same page, no matter what the offense come out and do, we'll be fine and can get through the down as long as we all communicate and stay on the same page.
Another challenging thing for you guys that's come into vogue, probably now more than ever, is kind of positional picks, where there'll be a receiver and a defender, and they're purposely going in the path of you covering your receiver, and you got to get around them somehow, some way, don't you? And how is that supposed to work? I know it's kind of illegal, but it's kind of gray matter, too.
It's kind of like you locked in on your man, but at the same time, most of the time the referee's not going to call it if you get picked. So you just got to try to fight through it. If you see one guy's kind of pressed up on his man, you kind of want to give him the right of way to go over top of him. So it's kind of like you got to fight through it and try to find a way to make a play and get the job done.
You had a couple of reactions during the game I wanted to ask you about, if we could roll that tape. And in one, it's just a running play, and it gets stopped before there, but the fullback's pushing you there, and at the end you come in, are kind of helmet to helmet with him. It's a family show, but what were you saying? How's the family? something like that?
Yeah, I was asking, you know, how was your family? How did your Thanksgiving go?
That's what I thought. And on that note, it's time to go in the huddle.
In the huddle.
In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Morgan, are you ready?
Ready.
We're going to leave the Lion game and go to the Panther game for something that I thought was incredible. And let's roll the tape here. Here's Morgan up here, okay? Now, just follow him. Now, that is a perfect form tackle, like they teach in grade school, but nobody ever quite manages. So let's switch the angle. Here we have Morgan here. And talk me through this, Morgan, because you cannot do this any better, and I don't think I've ever seen it done any better.
Yeah, it was one of those plays where I kind of was a free guy, and I just got eyes on Cam and just follow wherever he goes. You see his eyes this way, I'm going to follow wherever he goes with the ball, and that's where we want the ball to go because we play it from deep to shallow, and he's a pretty big guy, so now I got to get ready to get lower than him because the low man normally wins.
Okay, you dipped right there. Now that's classic, dip. Dip and lift. Watch this, folks. He lifts his tight end right off the ground. Right off the ground. Morgan, that does not happen in professional football.
Yeah, just good form tackling, good practicing, I guess.
And now watch this, folks. That tight end goes from going north to going south big time. Well done, Morgan Burnett. But Morgan, we're not through. We've got a bonus in the huddle.
Bonus in the huddle.
Folks, this is worth the price of admission right here. Okay. Peyton Manning back to pass, and he throws it out there. A little confused. Boom! Morgan, I think that was the best hit by a Green Bay Packer defender all season long. Let's see it again. Okay, let's switch the angle. You talk about Morgan, like that is not going to the guy, that is going through him big time. That's an athletic play to hit a guy like that, isn't it?
Yeah, well, these receivers are so good these days. You see a guy tips it, most guys will try to go for the interception, but you're better off going through the man to try to get to the ball, because if I would have hesitated and he caught it, I'm pretty sure y'all probably be booing me for that one instead of clapping.
Wow. That's big time right there, Morgan. All right, coming up this week's edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Ralph. Thank you, Serge Short. We are back. It's time to play Earn Your Autograph. Our guest player is Ralph. And Ralph, what grade are you in? Just kidding you. Hey, Ralph, if you can learn the football skill Morgan Burnett's about to coach you up on, you'll earn his autograph. Good deal?
Sounds like a great deal.
Okay, Morgan, I got a suggestion. I see you guys at practice always working on the jugs machine and catching the ball real quickly. How about we do that? You'll be the jugs machine. Right. I'll hand you the balls, and Ralphie will be our catcher.
All right, sound good.
Okay, I'll run over here, and we'll... Okay. Is everybody ready?
You ready?
Ready, set, go. I think the worst part of that whole drill was the guy handing you the football. So I had trouble negotiating that. Did he earn your autograph,
yeah,
Morgan?
Yeah, he did good, real good.
All right, wonderful. Well, Ralphie is getting Morgan's autograph. Go ahead, come on in, Jenna. Come on in, Jenna. Don't be a mystery arm, okay. Well, Ralphie is getting Morgan's autograph. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more with Morgan Burnett. Stay with us, please. Thank you, Third and Short. We are back with Morgan Burnett. And Morgan, something you guys did recently was hold the great Adrian Peterson to 45 yards, 3.5 a carry. I mean, you watch that guy against other teams, and it's incredible what you guys accomplished against him.
Yeah, when you're going against a great running back like that, it takes a team effort. I mean, can't depend on just one guy to get the job done. And like I said, that goes back to just everyone on our defense trusting one another, holding each other accountable to do their job, playing good disciplined football. And everyone was excited to play, and we had fun out there, and that's the main thing about it.
Morgan, as far as pass defense goes, now you guys do both. Are you a zone guy? Would you prefer that, or a man guy? I got this guy all over the field. I don't care what.
Really, just me and just every guy on our defense, it really doesn't matter. I mean, whatever Coach Capers called, I mean, guys are dialed in. We bought in, and we're willing to do it, whether that's for the game where it calls us to play man the whole game, cool. If it calls us to play zone or if it calls us to mix it up, I mean, guys are willing to do it, and that's the best part about our team.
Morgan, sometimes during a game I'll see you line up deep, and then right prior to the snap you go to the line of scrimmage. Are you disguising things when you're lined up deep, or do you see something at the last moment that you got to get up there and defend?
Sometimes it's just playing the game. I mean, these quarterbacks are so smart, so you don't really want them to read your mail, because if they know what you're in, they're going to make you pay for it. So sometimes you got to play a game within the game. So me and Hyde try our best to try to outsmart those guys. The quarterback's pretty smart, so we just play a game with them, and sometimes it works for us. And sometimes you just have to line up and get to where you need to get to.
Now, many times, Morgan, you play near the line of scrimmage, and that's where the big guys are at. But you seem to have no problem, like, attacking those big guys, taking on the big blockers and so forth. Is that a part of the game you had to learn as a professional, or was that part of the college game too?
I did it in college, but also I learned that in the NFL with Coach DP, Coach Perry. He does a great job of just teaching us different scenarios and different techniques. And he always tells us that your technique will take you a long way, no matter how big, strong a guy is. The guy that has the proper technique and the lower, and the guys that's the lowest man normally wins. So basically play with the mentality of keep your pads down and play with good technique. Because like you said, those are some big guys, and once they get their hand on DBs, it's over.
Coming up, we'll have questions for Morgan from our lively audience in the Legends Club. Hi, it's Dr. Beautiful Lambeau Field Atrium. Stay with us. Take a third short. Morgan Burnett, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name, sir?
Jeff.
And Jeff, what's your question?
You just played four games in 18 days. Don't you feel like you're black and blue and feel like you've been in a car wreck?
Yeah, well, you do get a little tired. And we had to, I guess you can call this a little mini bye, which we really needed. So guys got the opportunity to rest up this weekend. So that was big for us.
All right, next up we have, please pay attention.
Hi.
This is a TV show.
My name's Lisa. I'm wondering what your favorite Christmas tradition is with your family?
Christmas, we normally wake up early in the morning. My son, he'll normally open his present. So we got us a new member, my baby boy. He's So, yeah, we just get up early in the morning, eat breakfast, open present, and just really just spend time around each other.
All right. Next up we have?
Zach.
Zach, what's your question?
How do you like living in Green Bay?
Green Bay, it's great. Love the snow, love the love the weather, you know. Nah, but it's fun, man. My family and I, we love it here. I mean, the fans are great here, and playing football here is like a dream come true.
All right. Frankie, what was your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
My favorite questioner was from Jeff. He gets his official Green Bay Packer ice scraper that hopefully someday you'll be able to use.
Doesn't that put you in the Christmas spirit? Coming up, we'll have some final thoughts. Please stand up. Third and short. And we are back. Morgan, just between us, can you guys beat the Cowboys?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, we can.
Don't tell anybody, but Morgan says we can beat the Cowboys. Hey, thanks a ton, Morgan. You are first class on and off the field.
Appreciate that.
Thank you for watching. Until next time.